Well, good evening and welcome to the AIS Arena. It's semi-final time in the Women's National Basketball League, brought to you by Price Attack, of course. And tonight, it's semi-final, it's knockout time. It's the Canberra Transact Capitals up against the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers. Only the second time they've ever met in WNBL history. But tonight, one of these teams' season ends. For the other team, they get a second chance next week, Michelle. This should be a beauty of a game, though.
Should be a great game. It's end of the line for one of these teams tonight, as you said. So they've got absolutely nothing to lose. They will throw everything they have at it. If they don't, then, you know, they can't walk away from this game without thinking that they've given it everything they've got. For the Capitals, you've got Eleanor Sharp possibly playing her last, well, definitely playing her last game in front of a Canberra Capitals home crowd, and perhaps her last game ever in a WNBL career. So a lot on the line for both teams tonight, and as I said, nothing, you know, don't walk away from this game with anything left.
No, indeed they shouldn't. It is third against fourth. Last weekend, Bulleen had three games for the final game of the season, and well, they won the first one against Dandenong, lost the second two on the road to Sydney and Townsville, while the Capitals had to do it hard at home against Dandenong just to get in the final.
That's right, yeah. And I mean, you know, interesting results that Bulleen can go out and knock off Dandenong the first game and then drop to Sydney and to Townsville on the road. I mean, the road is always a different situation, you know, travelling to Townsville, even though they may not have been highly placed on the ladder. It's always a tough gig in their home courts. They've got a fairly vocal and involved crowd, and it's a tough game to play at any time of the season. Capitals, what a game that was last week. That was probably the best game I've seen this season. Dandenong versus Canberra. It was a real slug it out, grind away basketball game. And really, it was, you know, the momentum swung one way and then the momentum would swing another way. And the Capitals were probably just fortunate to be on the right side of the scoreline when the time ran out.
Indeed they will. It should be a beauty of a game here tonight. The teams are starting to come out and warm up. We'll talk to the coaches. Well, Cheryl Chambers, tonight's knockout time.
Yeah, it's a bit of fun, isn't it?
How are the girls feeling going into it?
Yeah, I think we're pretty, you know, we're confident. We're going to attack it. We're going to give it everything we've got. So, you know, we're pretty together and a good unit that way. So, you know, we've got to have that confidence up.
And what's the key for you tonight to winning it?
Well, it doesn't take Einstein to figure out how tall they are, so it certainly is to do something inside the paint and challenge someone else to step up to score for them. So, you know, and at the other end, we need to encourage Capitals to run up and down the floor with us.
Well, good luck.
Thank you very much. You didn't mean that, did you?
Carrie, how's the team feeling going into this one?
Yeah, look, we've been in a lot of playoff series. This is, you know, we've got to approach it like it's just another game. I think they're excited about it. You know, this is what you play all season for, is to play in the playoffs. So we are, you know, right now we're saying we've got a three-game season. If we want to win the championship, we've got a one-game season right now, and it starts in about 15 minutes.
As you said, it is knockout if you lose tonight. That's it.
That's it. And we're in that situation last week. You know, we had to win to keep our hopes alive. So we're here in the playoffs now. It's a different ball game. We've been in playoffs a lot before, and we are, like I said, we're excited to be here. It's one game, and we want to get it done.
How's Lauren? That's the question everyone wants to know.
Lauren's Lauren. You know, she isn't perfect, but, you know, we're just treating her the same way. You know, she's still at 20, 25 minutes of practice. We'll see her at 7 or 8 minutes a quarter. That's what she is until, you know, she's fully healed, and I'm sure that's not going to be in the next month or so.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Well, Michelle, all the Capitals players are wearing Sharpie T-shirts tonight, and tribute to someone who's not pretty sure playing her last ever game here at home for the Canberra Transact Capitals.
That's right, and I mean, it's a big night for Sharpie, and it's good to see that the Canberra Transact Capitals are paying some respect to her. She's been an important part of this Canberra Transact Capitals program for quite a few years now. I think 97 was her first season with the Canberra Capitals. She was in the AIS program.
Before that.
Played with the AIS prior to that and came out and decided to stay with Canberra and has been here ever since. Probably would have played a few more years had she not suffered the chronic fatigue illness that she suffered 2 years ago now. She's really struggled to get back into the National League in terms of being able to maintain the physical requirements of the rigour of a National League season.
indeed, as the teams are getting ready to come out to start this game. The starting lineup for the Bullion Boomers will be Sharon Milner, Larissa Kavanagh, Katie Davis, Holly Grimer and Katrina Hibbert. While the Capitals will start with Eleanor Sharp, Jenny Whittle, Kelly Abrams, Lauren Jackson and Tully Bevilacqua. And of course the other thing is that this could very well be Lauren Jackson's last game here in Canberra for the Capitals for quite a number of years to come.
Absolutely. I mean, Lauren really needs to start making some decisions about her longevity in terms of basketball, and if she's going to stick around for a few more years, she'll just, you know, have to make some decisions about what she doesn't play.
Well, she wins the first tip-off, and the Caps will get first use of it here in the semi-final as Bevilacqua brought it across centre court to Sharpie right wing, Whittle at the top, Bevilacqua on the left wing. Got Jackson in front of her. Can she get it to her? Grimer defending her. Jackson across the paint. Little jumper from our front. Right going tipped out of bounds by Jackson over the top. And, well, we were talking off air wondering who was going to do to the defending. First time down, Grimer was defending Whittle. Jackson, I should say. Davis gets it in the right corner. Inside she goes to Kavanagh. Hibbert from out front fouled, and the act of shooting will go to the line, and first points come up for the Bullion Boomers.
That's an ominous sign for the Canberra Capitals. Katrina Hibbert's had an awesome season. I think she's sitting second top scorer in the league for the season. Very experienced player internationally and in our league, and a tough matchup for Kelly Abrams, who looks like she's got the job on her.
And a foul for straight up, so it's a 3-0 lead as Hibbert made the three-point play. Caps now looking to get on the board. Whittle goes to Bevilacqua, left wing, driving into the baseline. Milner tips it away from behind. It'll be Caps' ball underneath their offensive basket.
That'll be another great matchup. Tella Bevilacqua and Sharon Milner. Milner's got the quick, Bevilacqua's got the experience. It'll be tough.
Sharp gets it off the inbound, drives across the key. Abrams on the right wing, Sharp in towards Jackson under the basket. A little bit of a fall away jumper, won't go, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. It'll be number 4, Milner, coming in on the help out defense. That'll put Jackson at the line for a couple of free throws.
Be a nice easy way for Lauren to get on the scoreboard if she nails these 2 foul shots
and get her confidence up. Didn't have a real good shooting week last week, but she makes the first of the free throws. So the Caps are on the board, Jackson's on the board, and the crowd will be hoping for more of that. She makes them both. Bevilacqua puts some full court pressure on Milner, and Grimer sets up a screen for Milner to get around down the right side. Kavanagh gets it in the front court. Off to Davis on the right wing. Sharpie watching her. Milner in the right corner in towards Hibbert along the baseline. This is a throw out to Grimer on the left wing. Shot won't go, and Sharpie with a defensive rebound will bring it down for the Caps down the right wing. And the crowd like that as Boleyn didn't score. Whittle to Bevilacqua on the left wing. Milner keeping a close watch on us. Jackson steps out at the top. Sharp back to Jackson, across to Abrams, who had to reach up and lost the control on it. Lost it out of bounds.
Capitals look a little tentative offensively. They really need to just get a bit of flow going in their game.
Milner brings it across centre court. Dribbles away to the right. Back for Kavanagh into Grimer, cutting into the basket for an easy layup. Right now, the Bullion Boomers have had the better start to the game.
They certainly have. They just look a little more relaxed and like they're in their flow. The Capitals look a little tentative and unsure offensively.
Into Jackson they go. This one won't go either. Long rebound comes down. Hibbert off to Milner on the left. Whittle in front of her. Back to Hibbert down the lane for an easy layup.
Nice transition to Boleyn. That's a good start for Boleyn. I'd imagine that Carrie would be thinking about a timeout if the Capitals can't come down and get a good score this time.
The poise obviously get it to Jackson and underneath, but right now she hasn't been able to convert.
That's right.
Bevilacqua brings it down the left. Sharpie gets it, puts it on the floor. Driving in against Hibbert. Fouled in the act of shooting, so Sharpie will go to line for a couple of free throws as well. Well, if they can get Boleyn into a lot of foul trouble as well, I don't think Boleyn will be too happy.
No, that's right. So, you know, Capitals didn't shoot a good percentage from the foul line last week, so if they're going to continue to go to the foul line, they want to make sure that they're converting at a better rate than they did last week.
Well, it's now 2 of 3. Which I think is about the rate they were converting last week, 67%. All they've done all season. Makes the first, though, so the second for Sharpie. So it's 7-3 in favour of Boleyn. who've got three baskets from the field. The Capitals, nothing from the field, all from the free throw line. Milner drives inside, gives it to Davis, floating jumper along the baseline. Devilacqua with the rebound. Off to Abrams. Abrams take on Milner. Lay it up. Won't go too hard. Gets the offensive board. No, Hibbert ends up with it. And then a frustration foul on Abrams.
Yeah, Kelly missed what would really should have been an easy layup there. It's and fouled.
And that's the second.
And that's her second. That's the problem for the Capitals, because really the matchup for the Capitals is the Katrina Hibbert and Abrams matchup, and can create some problems if they've got to sit her on the bench for long periods of time.
Kavanagh with the ball at the top, left side to Davis, and for Grimer in front of her. Comes back to Milner. Milner goes to Grimer, backing in against Whittle. Turnaround jumper, won't go. Jackson with a defensive rebound, give it off to Bevilacqua. Bring it across centre court. She's got Sharpie on the right, just takes it inside. Basket! No, the basket won't count. Tully's been caught for charge. Crowd doesn't like that.
Commentator doesn't like that one either, Mark. I really don't think that there was anything in that. It's a soft call to be calling this early in the game. At any point in the game.
Yeah, Kelly Abrams is sat and Tracy Beattie is the replacement, so they've gone to the three talls early on.
That's forced Jackson on to Hibbert, which if Jackson was fully fit, you would think wouldn't be an issue, but...
Davis driving in at the basket. Basket will count and the foul will be called.
Capitals have got some real defensive problems at the moment. There doesn't seem to be a lot of communication and there's not a lot of adjustment happening off the ball. We're getting beaten on easy flash cuts from the bully Melbourne Booners, and they continue to play defense that way. They won't compete in this game.
No, well, on the board it doesn't look good right now. 10-3 as the Caps have it in the front court. Beattie low post on the right side, across court to Bevilacqua. Goes for Beattie under the basket and she'll just lay it in. Beattie gets the first basket.
Tracy Beattie's got, I think, 60% for the season. So if you give her the ball under there, then she's converting at a pretty good rate.
Yeah, well, there's no one taller in the league, so she's got that advantage. Kavanagh drives in at the basket against Whittle. Kavanagh gets the basket.
Use her body really well to protect the ball from the big long reach of Jenny Whittle then.
Sharp back for Whittle, cross to Bevilacqua. Jackson right corner. Calls Whittle across, goes out to Sharp. Sharp into Whittle in the paint. Gets it back off of Sharp. 16-foot jumper from the left won't go. Grimer defensive rebound for Bulleen, and Milner will bring it across centre court. Hibbert on the right against Jackson. Dribbles back out of there. Gives it to Milner. Still 5:50 here to go in the first quarter. 12-5, Bulleen leading. Kavanagh sets it down to Grimer, low post against Bevilacqua, and then throws it away. That is just a poor play.
That's just poor play. Bevilacqua had good body position on Grimer. I mean, she should have really just backed her into the paint and she could have just shot straight over the top of Bevilacqua, and she tried to, you know, make a pass to who, I'm not exactly sure.
Well, somebody in the crowd caught it. Jackson's sitting down, giving a break, and Marino's coming. So we're back to just the two talls right now. And two very short in the back court. As Bevilacqua brings it across centre court. Goes to Whittle, hand off to Bevilacqua, driving into the basket. No foul call on this one, ref. What the heck's the consistency in there?
Yeah, there was no difference.
Make up your mind. Davis, back for Hibbert. Hibbert, pull up at the elbow. From the right, she makes it.
Bulleen are looking very dangerous, and Terry Grass had to call the timeout. Capitals need to talk about what's happening out here.
Yeah, indeed they do. 14-5 right now. Bulleen leading as the Capitals have called the timeout. They want to have a word about it. And they'll make some changes. Desiree Glorbitz will be about to come in as well. But right now, Bulleen are leading 14-5. So there's a couple of changes, in fact, for Bulleen as Desiree Glorbitz is in and Zoe Carr is also in. The Capitals, no changes after the timeout. It'll still be Sharp, Whittle, Beattie, Bevilacqua and Marino. And the Caps, they really need to change things around right now.
They certainly do. They want to come out of this timeout and have the momentum switch to their way.
So Bevilacqua brings it across centre court, down the right side. Sharp in the corner. Into Beattie. Gives it off to Marino. Whittle on the left. Back across court to Sharp. Put it on the floor. Drive in the paint. Easy layup. If it goes, Sharpie makes it. That was a good start.
That was a good start. And the Capitals need to look to penetrate with the ball because they're... Bulleen are face guarding the bigs a lot, so they're not in a good defensive help position.
Glorbitz on the right wing, into Hibbert underneath. Overcooks an easy layup, and Whittle with a defensive rebound. Gives it to Bevilacqua, quickly down court. Down the left, she finds Sharp. Beattie's in front of it, goes back to Whittle, across to Marino on the right wing. Into Whittle, going to low post. Turnaround jumper from her. Won't go, and it's Glorbitz with a defensive rebound.
Fulina doing a good job on the boards against Canberra's bigs.
So Milner with it in the front court, dribbles away to the left, looking for Hibbert, who had it stolen away by the leader for steals in the league, Tally Bevilacqua. Won the Good Hands Award this week in the WNBL Awards. Pulls up for three from the left, it won't go, and runs out of bounds. Yeah, they've already started to name some of the awards, and Tally, of course, won one of the statistical, the Good Hands Award, where they add the assists and steals and subtract the turnovers.
So, not surprising that she won that one.
Yep, she's very, very good at it. So Milner brings it back into the front court. Zoe Carr hands off to Tranquilli, who's coming for the Berlin Boomers. Milner on the left wing. Goes to Tranquilli, low post. Around the corner to Carr, outlet to Grimer. 16-foot jumper from the right, won't go, but inside, it's Carr comes up with the offensive board and fights the way out of it. Milner driving down the centre of the lane with an easy layup.
That was a great rebound by Zoe Carr. She came up with it against the two Canberra bigs and managed to find the open player on the cut action.
16-7 right now. Bevilacqua to Abrams. Dribbles to the left side. Into Whittle, cross court to Marino, left alone out there for three. She hit the three!
Capitals needed that score. That brings it back to 6 points. That's exactly what they needed.
16-10 then. 3 minutes to go till quarter time. As there's a foul, it looks like a defensive foul is going to be called against number five, Marino. Kavanagh coming back in for Bullen, and Grimer sits down. Jackson coming back in for the Capitals. Sharon Arnold said yes. Penalty situation foul-wise for the Capitals. Puts Bullen at the line now for the rest of the quarter. And Whittle is out for the Caps. It's Milner at the line then for a couple of free throws. Make the first. Third point for the game. Extends the lead to seven. Milner with the second one. It'll drop eventually. Bounced a few times. It drops. Bevilacqua will bring it back into the front court. Marino on the left wing looking for Jackson. We can't get it to her. Bevilacqua back to Marino. Cross the paint and a bump by Glorbitz will be called for a foul. Third foul team-wise for the Bullen Boomers. And the Caps will have it left wing.
The Capitals really do need to look to be a threat offensively from the perimeter. Bullen's doing a reasonable job on our bigs, so they need to make them adjust to the outside game.
Abrams, a lovely pass for Beattie.
That's much better. Cut action from the Capitals, and then it gets behind the open player, draw the defense and find the big under the basket.
Glorbitz on the left wing, being harassed by Bevilacqua. Takes it back at the basket. Can't go. Beattie with a defensive rebound. Out the pass to Abrams. Surprised to see Abrams back in sitting on those two fouls so quickly.
His experience, though, and I guess it's a judgment call, isn't it?
Yep.
Sit her on the bench, you're going to get nothing out of her. Put her on the floor and make her play smart.
Marino drives inside. Lab won't go. Beattie has it knocked away from her out of bounds. Caps will still have it underneath their offensive basket.
Need a quick shot. There's only 5 seconds on the shot clock here, so they're going to have to get organised and get a quick shot away.
Beattie gets the ball off the inbound pass. Marino out to Bevilacqua. She has to put up a three, as we said. Won't go, and Kavanagh has a defensive positioning to grab the defensive rebound. Bevilacqua almost stole it at the other end spectacularly. The Boomers end up with it. Pass inside to Carr. Carr turnaround jumper. Crowd calling for how long. Second one wouldn't be 3 seconds. And a foul on Jackson for the reach-in on Carr. And there's a bit of pushing on the side.
Getting a bit nasty out there, Matt.
And
now they've called a double foul and they've called it intentional. I think it's been called on Larissa Kavanagh. Yes, it has.
Yeah,
it's
well, she said number 10.
Yeah. Jackson will walk to the other end of the floor to take a two foul shots, and it'll be Canberra Capitals possession. bit of an altercation, and Larissa Kavanagh's come up.
Well, she came in as almost like the third person in.
So Zoe will get her foul shot for being fouled going to the basket. Zoe Carr.
Okay.
And then, as I understand it, Lauren Jackson will go to the other end of the floor, take her two, and it'll be a Capitals possession from the sideline.
So Zoe Carr makes both the free throws, extends the lead to 8, 20 to 12. We walk to the other end, Jackson to take free throws, and then Capitals, it certainly looks this way, will have the ball at half court. Jackson misses the first free throw. Makes the second. So the Caps will have the ball at half court. With the bonus of the extra point, it's 20 to 13 in favour of Bulleen.
Capitals want to convert this score.
Yep, and close this gap down even further. Marina gets it at the top. Abrams on the left wing down to Jackson Lopez. Double teamed in there. She'll put up a shot that won't go for him. Beattie couldn't handle the rebound.
You have to wonder if there isn't a foul happening down there with Jackson. I mean, they're being very physical in that post situation. They're not calling it.
Kavanagh on the right wing down to Carr. Low post. Being watched by Beattie. Puts it on the floor to across the key. Left-handed hook shot. Won't go. Tipped out of bounds off Bulleen. And the crowd likes that call. As Marino will sit down sharp. Is back in for the Capitals. The minute 15 till quarter time. 20 to 13, Bulleen leading. Grimer is back in for Carr. Well, the Carr was going all right too.
She was. She'd done a good job. She'd come up with some really important boards for the Bulleen Boomers. Bulleen have been able to rest Katrina Hibbert for quite a bit of time this quarter, which is a good thing for them.
Abrams then on the right wing. Jackson cuts the low post. And finally a foul is called.
Right. It may not be the number first six. Or the second, but they call one eventually.
Glorvitz is called. That's her second. Whittle will come in for Beattie. And Jackson will go to line for a couple of free throws.
Lauren converts these two. It puts it back to a five-point game with a minute to go. That's a good position for the Capitals to be in, coming out of the start that they had to this quarter.
Jackson with 4 points. Kavanagh's still arguing with Sharon Arnold, I think, about the tech. Ain't going to win. Give it up. Jackson makes them both. Lauren's got five, and they've all come from the free throw line. 20 to 15, a minute to go. Till quarter time as Milner brings it across centre court. Looked to go back down the middle. Didn't. Gives it to Glorbitz on the right wing. Goes around a screen from Grimer. Off towards Grimer and Tully reaching out. Just came off a foot. That would have been another steal. And fast break down the left with Abrams Willer, and who
That's
knows?
Exactly right.
But Bulleen instead will have it under their offensive basket.
Canberra is still getting caught up on a lot of screen action. They need to start communicating better.
Grimer gets it off the inbound. Back to Milner in the right corner. Bevilacqua watching her. Dribbles back to the left, then back to the right across the key. Pass inside. Bevilacqua with a steal and fouled by Katie Davis. For Tranquilly.
That's really quite a soft call. I really don't think that's something you blow. Bevilacqua come up with the ball. They both went for it. A bit of contact. No harm done. Just let the play go. When you see some of the other stuff that's happened, you have to wonder what they're seeing out there.
So Bevilacqua walked to the other end of the court because Bolina are also on the penalty now. Bevilacqua makes the first. Her first points for the night. And it's 20 to 15. 16. It's the second. Makes them both. 3-point game as Hibbert's coming in for Bulleen for the last 39 seconds.
Now this will be interesting. We've got Hibbert coming back in. So Tully Abrams is in foul trouble. They've put Tully Bevilacqua on Hibbert. Gives away some size, but she's definitely probably smart enough to play against her.
Yep. Well, Hibbert gets it on the right wing. Into Glorbitz cutting inside. Gets it back out for Grimer. Gives it to Milner, right wing. 3-point shot from out there. Won't go. Sharpie keeps it alive on the floor. Whittle gets it to Sharp. Caps have it. 15 seconds for one last basket. Down by three. 20 to 17. Bulleen lead. 10 seconds to go till quarter time. Bevilacqua dribbles to the right side. Goes around the screen. Gives it to Sharp for three from the right. Won't go. Left it short. trying to get a shot up. Winner with it, put back won't go, and that'll be it. The basket won't go. Bullying lead by three at quarter time.
That was a good comeback from the Canberra Capitals in that quarter. Things were looking pretty shaky for them at the start, but they really dug in, picked up their defensive effort, probably not to the point where they'd like to be, but certainly an improvement on where they started. And at the offensive end of the floor, they started to play smarter. You know, Bullying are doing a lot of work in terms of doubling down on posts and face running the post and making it difficult for them. And the perimeter players are starting to get into the game now, and that's taking some of the pressure off of the bigs in the middle of the point in the paint.
When the WNBL put out a press release earlier this week, they said that the Capitals were extending an icy welcome for the Bullying Boomers. I don't know who wrote that. It's hot here tonight. It is really, really hot. And the crowd cheering and enjoying a game. It's quarter time as we start the second quarter. Bulleen up by three, have possession, and Milner will bring it into the front court. Go around a screen from Kavanagh, give it back to Kavanagh. Kavanagh looking for someone inside. As Bevilacqua is watching Hibbert. The pass down to Grimer on the right side, low post against Whittle. Takes it inside and banks one in through the off the glass.
Score, is it, Mark?
No, she got two in the first quarter.
Oh.
Jackson trips up at the other end and will be called for the travel. As she, well, did she trip or slip? I'm not sure.
I think she tripped on her own feet there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. That would have been a nice bucket to start the game for the Cats.
Yep, she's up and okay. She's laughing about it at the other end of the court now. So nothing worse for the Capitals to have seen her go down there. That would have been really nasty. So Bulleen then get it in the backcourt. Milner brings it across centre court. 22-17 here after half a minute of the second quarter. Bring it across to the right. Grimer on the right wing. Hibbert looking to cut through the paint. Comes back to Milner. 3-point from the top. It's all net. I thought she had a toe on the line.
Can't give them open ones like that.
So all of a sudden it's back to eight. Quickly into Jackson. Turnaround jumper. Jackson makes it. 7 for the game. Her first basket for the game. And 7 for the game. 27-5-19. Milner back down the left quickly and has to dribble back out and set up a play. Dribbles away to the right, comes, looks for somebody, gets it to Grimer. Left side to Glorbitz. Hibbert, low post against Bevilacqua, has it knocked out of her hands. We've just got the quarter time stats and rebounding. Wow, 14-8 in favour of Bulleen, that's a surprise. And the Capitals shooting 25%, Bulleen 42%. That tells a bit of a story, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, that's...
Hibbert hits the three as the shot clock was expiring.
Because we're back out to 8 points in the space of a minute 20. That's great for the Capitals.
And Hibbert's got 10 for the game. She hasn't played, scored a lot in the last few weeks, so she's certainly fired up for a big one tonight. Sharpie left side to Abrams. 16-foot jumper won't go, came off the front of the rim to Grimer. Long car pass down to Glorbitz, tries to lay it up and does. Sharpie trying all she could to stop it, couldn't. And it's 30-19, it's an 11-point lead all of a sudden.
That's not the start the Capitals would have wanted, that is danger for the Canberra Capitals.
Sharp on the right wing for Whittle at the top, back to Sharpie. Whittle low post, gets it. On the right side, turnaround jumper, won't go. Jackson inside with the board, sticks it bad, it won't go either. She's calling for a foul. Referee saying there's no, nothing.
I think of the rebounding situation there may have been, but certainly it was clean on the footback.
Kavanagh crawling the baseline, hits a floating jumper. Kavanagh for.
It's turning to gold for the Bulleen Boomers at the moment.
They have come fired up. It's 32-19 here, early moments in the second quarter, and well, that's everything Bulleen's put up's been sinked, been dropping. And the
perfect.
Caps can't get a basket.
That's right, and you know, I think the Capitals are going to have to find something different to do, either defensively to disrupt what Bulleen's getting, because they've just got so much flow and momentum going at the moment that they're going to need to do something different. Someone is also going to have to take the initiative at the offensive end of the floor and really start going to Bulleen. They need some scores on the board. And, you know, there's some real answers to be questions to be answered at the moment.
Yeah, well, we had that situation there with Whittle. I think it was, would have missed a shot. Jackson with the offensive port, missed the shot. Ball ain't dropping for the Capitals. Nothing's dropping for them. Some of these have got to start dropping, and they've got to get some points on the board.
Absolutely.
So it's Hibbert Butler coming in for the first time for the Boomers. Kavanagh, Glorbitz and Grimer. Abrams in the back court to Bevel Aqua to bring across centre court. With Sharp, Jackson and Whittle. Sharp gets it on the left wing. Cross court to Abrams. Right side for Bevel Aqua in the corner. Comes back to Sharp at the top. Abrams driving the baseline. Takes it inside. No contact. Jackson gets the ball and sticks it back.
Exactly what we need. As Kelly Abrams went hard to the bucket. She may not have got the basket herself, but it gave Jackson the opportunity to get in for the rebounding situation. 2 points.
Glorbitz puts it on the floor, going in to get Sharp. Pass out to Grimer, down to Hibbert, along the baseline. This one might drop for him. Kavanagh, I think that was about their first miss of the quarter in about 3 minutes.
Yes, and unfortunately they got the offensive board.
Yeah. Butler for Grimer. Grimer looking for Kavanagh, low post against Jackson. Back out to Grimer. Back into Kavanagh across the paint. Stolen by Bevel Aqua and Holt managed to control it. Great defence by Bevel Aqua. Gets tripped up as she goes into the front court and manages to pass off to Sharp. Jackson for Abrams on the right wing. Back to Sharp, right side Bevel Aqua. Traveled. Just as she put it on the floor to go inside.
She's doing the right thing. She's looking to penetrate, but unfortunately she did it before she had the ball in hand.
Jackson sat down and Beattie's back in. Jordan and... Jordan and somebody else is in. Davis it is, who's back in for Boleyn right now. Bevelak was out as well. And Marino back in for the Capitals. 6.34 to go till half time. Caps down by 11. 32-21, Boleyn leading. Davis has it. Off to Jordan. Butler right side, down to Hibbert. Backing in against Abrams. Pass outside. Davis going around the screen. Tries to pass down low. And Beattie got a hand in there. Knocked it loose. And Sharpie ended up with it. Good defense from the Capitals.
Yeah, that's better defense. Looks a little more coordinated. Oh, almost a turnover then. Oh,
Hibbert got a fingernail to it. And the Capitals got out of jail offensively here. They'll get the ball under their offensive basket. It'll be Abrams to inbound from under the offensive basket. Got Beattie on the left in front of her. Whittle doesn't know where to go. Gets it to Beattie. Beattie gives it to Sharp. Now back into Beattie. Off to Abrams. Cutting at the basket. Layup won't go for her. And Grime with a defensive rebound to Butler. Cross to Jordan, who wasn't watching. Got, managed to catch it though. Hibbert. Davis in the corner. Back to Hibbert. Capitals are now back fully in defense. Jordan on the right. Need to go inside, can't. Back out to Davis. Hibbert on the left wing. Throws a pass away and it only went as far as the bench. The Capitals defense has stepped up.
It has. They've been playing much better help defense. There's obviously some better communication and they're just not getting caught up in screens like they were previously.
Abrams then brings it down the left wing. Back across to Sharp. Sharpie put it on the floor and driving against Davis. Pass around the corner. Beattie knocked out of bounds. Lost the candle on it. Timeout called by Boleyn, but they lead by 11. They're having the better here in the second quarter. Yes. They've got this good sizable lead.
They certainly have. Capitals have had a couple of good, better possessions the last time down the floor. Defensively, have knocked the ball loose and come up with possessions. So there's some good signs there. But Boleyn are a tough team. You know, they've already established this 11-point lead. They're not going to give that up easily, and it's always harder to play catch-up basketball. So, you know, there's some work ahead of the Capitals still.
Yeah, they're actually a more experienced team than the Capitals too. Saw some stats today where they've played a lot more games historically. There's some real experience there. Alison Tranquilli, Alison Cook, as we Cook's a lot easier to say than Tranquilli. But yeah, Katrina Hibbert's been around this league for a long time as well, and Sharon Miller's been around for a long time. Glorbitz, of course, and Butler were all here with the AIS before they went to Boleyn. And there's a ton of experience. and they're right now using that as well as their skills to have this 11-point lead.
Absolutely, and they've been able to rotate players through the lineup a lot more than the Capitals have. But it's hot in here tonight. If it comes down the stretch and it's tight, they're probably going to have some fresh legs than the Capitals do.
The Boleyn have it in the backcourt. It's Jordan inbounds it to Butler. And 5:19 to go till halftime. So come down, Butler, Grimer cuts to the basket and gets the easy layup. She had the speed on Beattie, got to get away from her.
It was a nice backdoor cut by Holly Grimer, and she found her on the pass.
Abrams doing the ball handling, brings it down, drives it at the basket, lays it in, basket will count, foul will count. It'll put her at the line.
It's exactly what they need to do offensively. Kelly Abrams has cleared out a side of the court for herself, attacked the basket. If she draws the defense, she'll find the play to dump it to, but on that occasion, layup was hers, and she's going to the foul line. So it's a good 3 point, hopefully, a 3 point play.
It is. Well, that's first point for Abrams for the night as well, so we need to get her going. She makes it.
She's been in good form for the last 3 to 4 weeks, so I think those 2 fouls early in the game probably knocked the sails out of her wind a bit, but she'll get back into it.
She'll be better for it now as Hibbert has it in the front court. Dribbles way to the right. Jackson's back in for the Capitals. Davis with a three from the right, though. So immediate reply, six for Davis for the night. 37-24, 4:30 to go. Till halftime. Abrams down to Marino on the left wing. Back for Abrams across to Sharp on the right wing. Drives to the baseline. Fouled by Tranquilli. And that'll be second on Tranquilli.
I think that should also... Yep, their second team foul.
What'd they call it on Jordan? No, it's Tranquilli's the one out there. Jordan's not there, so it's got to be out here. So Sharp will go to the line for a couple of free throws. Sharpie makes the first. Fourth point for the game. Makes them both. So Sharpie with five and the lead 11:37-26 for Boleyn. 4:20 to go. As Butler brings it down the right to Davis. Davis calling Tranquilli out, puts it on the floor, drives inside, layup won't go, it's a little bit too hard, but gets her own offensive board. They've got a ton of offensive boards
That's
tonight.
That's a problem for the Capitals, they really need to get them off the offensive bar.
Butler to Hibbert on the left wing. Coming back to the right, Davis for another three from the top, won't go, Jackson gets the defensive rebound and gives to Abrams.
That one didn't drop for Katie Davis, but she's not a player that you want to leave open on the perimeter like that. She's a very nice shooter.
Yeah, and she just hit one before that, so she was peeling it. Jackson to Sharp on the right wing. Sharpie, will she drive inside? No. Cross to Marino. Three from the left from her, won't go. Defensive board for Butler. Butler into Hibbert, puts it on the floor. Driving inside, pass out of Butler. Grimer from the top. Shot won't go and Beattie gets a defensive rebound.
Capitals really want to come down their floor this time and try and get some inside-outside game. Last time down they didn't even look inside the paint before they jacked up a three. So
into Jackson straight away and then she goes.
If Lauren starts to get some rhythm down in the paint there, that's exactly what the Capitals need. You have at least got to get the ball to her and then she'll make the decision about whether it's her option or she's coming back out.
Hibbert puts up a three from the right, won't go. Beattie, defensive rebound. Off to Abrams, off and running, three on three. On the left, straight to Jackson, back to Abrams. Three from the left, from Abrams, it's good!
Here we go.
Kelly Abrams with a first three for the night.
That's a point.
It's 37-31, 2.5 minutes to go, and they could take this, it could really hurt Boleyn if they got a lead by half-time here. Tranquilli travels as she took off along the baseline. A couple of changes coming from the Capitals, one from Boleyn, Milner and for Boleyn. Timeout called by Boleyn as well, as Cheryl Chambers wouldn't be happy with what she's seen in the last 2 minutes.
No, absolutely not. The Capitals have really come back. I think they were still 13 points down with 4.5 minutes to go. We've got 2 minutes to go now and the Capitals have managed to get it back to a 6-point ball game. That's great. If the Capitals can even hold it at 6 points until halftime, then they'd have to be happy with that outcome.
Especially the way this quarter started. Jackson gets the inside basket and then a bit of a 1-2 with Abrams to get Abrams with a three-pointer from the left. And that really, I think, might get the crowd more into this game and hopefully bring them home in the last 2.5 minutes leading into halftime.
That's exactly right. You know, Fulham have obviously called this time out not only to talk about what's happening to them, but to take the momentum out of the Capitals. So the Capitals have really got to come out focused on continuing to do the stuff that was working for them in that last couple of minutes. And I think one thing that Graffy does need to be talking to the girls about is staying on the defensive scores, because the Fulham Boomers have had far too many second opportunities, and if you give them that much possession, you're going to struggle to stay ahead in this game.
So a couple of changes. Neville and Abrams will be at the backcourt. Sharpie, Jackson and Whittle up front. As the Cats have it in the backcourt, Bevilacqua gets it off the inbound pass and will bring it across centre court to start the play. Call Sharpie across, gets it in the right corner. Whittle in front of her. Bevilacqua for Abrams on the left, put it on the floor. Drive inside and try to handle it off, but lost it. And then they give it away back at halfway. Tranquilli gave it to Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua then dribbling against Milner. Drives inside, Jackson left wing, back out to Abrams. Into Whittle, high post. Cross to Abrams on the right. Jackson comes across the centre screen. Abrams three from the right. Won't go. Jackson inside with the offensive board. Sticks it in. 13 for Jackson. And it's a four-point game.
Kelly Abrams has started to come into this game offensively, and that's made a difference for the Capitals. It's creating opportunities for other players.
The Bulleen need a basket here. Davis at the top. Left side of Cookie. Down to Grimer, low post, backing in against Whittle. Takes it at the basket. Hook shot won't go. She comes up on the offensive board. Milner to Grimer. Shot won't go out. Knocks out of bounds. The shot clock's gone off, but how the heck could the shot clock go off the basket?
I'm not exactly sure what's happened there.
But the ball hit the... Didn't one of their shots hit the basket, though?
It did, but I think that what is being said is that the shot clock had actually gone off before the shot had been released, and I just think that it was the case that it hadn't been heard. So I think it's actually a shot clock violation.
Well, minute 25 to go. Gwyther is in for the Caps for the first time. Jackson sitting down. So the Caps will bring it into the front court then as they get the ball after that shot clock violation. Abrams to Sharp, left side for Bevilacqua, into Whittle, in the low post, against Grimer, shoot over the top of it, won't go, ball tipped around inside, knocked out of bounds, off the lean, Caps will get it under their offensive basket.
That's better work by the Capitals. There are three players in there competing for the boards then, and they may not have got a clean come up with a clean board, but they certainly got possession back.
And that's all that matters, Bevilacqua
exactly
gets
right.
It. Jackson will be back in straight away. Minute to go. Abrams goes inside. Goes back out to Bevilacqua. Left side for Sharpie. Driving in against Grimer. Grimer, good defensive positioning, says the referee. And Pivot brings it into the front court. Milner left wing. It's a four-point game, 37-33. We're inside the last minute before halftime. As Cookie has it on Tranquilli, I should say, on the left wing. Better call it Tranquilli. Back for Grimer. Then to high two, Tranquilli. She'll drive at the basket. Layup won't go. Whittle might have got a handle on it and gets it down to Bevilacqua. Caps looking for a good solid play here. They still have to give up possession before quarter time. There's about 10 seconds difference between the shot and game clock. Sharp gets it at the top. To Abrams on the right wing. Into Whittle. Whittle, low post. Shot won't go. Quite all the offensive forward. It has a stolen away by Milner. And Tully trips her up from behind. That's just the first team foul against the Capitals for this quarter.
A quarter. That's surprising.
Surprising and hard to believe.
And hard to believe. There haven't been a lot of fouls called at all this quarter. That's only the third foul for the quarter.
And there'll be Bulleen's ball in the backcourt.
They'll get last possession. Canberra would not want them to win to get a score on this possession and go out to a six-point lead. So they'll really be looking for defensive stops. That's all they're asking for. They don't necessarily want to come up with a score.
No, 10 seconds then. As Milner puts the drive inside against Bevilacqua. Back for Kavanagh. Kavanagh jicks up a three. Won't go. Came off the front of the rim. It's a four-point game at halftime. The Capitals have got back into it. And at halftime, here in the semi-final at the AIS Arena, Bulleen 37 are leading the Capitals 33. So at halftime, a four-point lead for the Bulleen Boomers, 37-33. Their leading scorer Katrina Hibbert with 10, Sharon Milner's got 7, Holly Grimer with 6, and Cody Davis also with a 6. Well, for the Capitals, Warren Jackson, 13, the leading scorer. Kelly Abrams is 6, Eleanor Sharp with 5. And some of the stats are still continuing to tell a bit of a domination from Boleyn.
Exactly right, Mark. We've got the Capitals, whilst their shooting percentage has improved slightly, they're up to 31% for the half. It's still not good enough where you can see that Boleyn is shooting at about 42% for the game. So that's something they're going to have to work on. Admittedly, Boleyn had that purple patch where everything they threw up turned to gold. Whether they can retain that kind of shooting percentage all game, we'll wait and see.
Indeed we will. The Capitals will have possession to start the third quarter. They will have it from half court. We're back to the starting lineup. Sharpie, Abrams, Bevilacqua, Whittle and Jackson. While Davis, Hibbert, Kavanagh, Grimer and Milner will be out there for the Boleyn Boomers to start the third quarter. Up by 4, Boleyn. The Caps will look for a better start here than they had earlier as Abrams gets it for the first possession and brings it down the left wing. Whittle's in front of her, dribbles back towards the right, finds Sharp. Sharpie for 3, or do they call it 2 on it? Just a 2, must have a toe on the line.
That's a good start for the Capitals.
She's just left alone out there, so she stuck it up. Kavanagh off to Grimer down the other end. Davis goes inside to Hibbert. Hibbert looking to back in, fall away jumper from her, won't go, she was falling away too far. And Bevilacqua will bring it back into the front court. Hibbert steps out to slow her progress and Bevilacqua will set up the play. Abrams gets the ball at the top. Jackson's left side beat Whittle right. Sharp comes out and gets at the top, pass to Jackson, underneath she goes.
All tied up
within a minute of the start of the second half.
Perfect start for the Canberra Capitals, they just need to maintain the momentum now.
Couple of really good possessions, 2 baskets, it's all tied at 37. Whittle is going to get called for a defensive foul on Grimer, holding the first foul for the Capitals for the quarter. Took just over a minute. They had 1 for the whole second quarter. And that took about 9.5 minutes.
Right.
Hibbert inbounds it out to Milner. On the right side, they're looking to set up a play for Hibbert, who's fighting through some screens in there. Milner gives it back up to Davis, spins into the lane, shot won't go, Jackson will grab it, no, Whittle grabs the defensive rebound in front of Jackson. Bevilacqua down to Sharp on the left wing, the crowd really starting to get into this one. Whittle at the top, off to Bevilacqua on the right wing. Has it knocked away from her, picks it up, Abrams to Sharp on the left wing. 8 seconds on the shot clock as it's knocked out of bounds. And Sharp saying, what about the contact on my elbow?
It's a lot of hands being put in on by Boleyn there, nothing being called.
Bevilacqua gets it off the screen, looking to drive into the lane. Lost the handle on it, Kavanagh will pick it up. Capitals don't get a shot off this time. And Hibbert throws it away, and it's centre court, Jackson with a steal. Milner coming back, knocks it away, but the Caps have got it anyway, underneath their offensive basket. It'll be Abrams to inbound the ball.
Canberra want to get another good possession now, get a score and take the lead for the first time in quite a while, Mark.
Yep. Abrams with a baseline jumper. It's only a 2 though. But the Caps are in front for the first time since, well, like you said, a long, long time. Grimer on the right side. The defense has really stepped up from the Capitals. The Boleyn Boomers having trouble finding people. Grimer low post. Hook shot over the top. Couldn't go. Jackson with a defensive rebound. Gives it to Abrams to bring in the front court. Beattie's about to come back in for the Capitals. And the Caps have... This is the first time they're going to Jackson. He's proud in the act of shooting. She'll go to the line for a couple of free throws.
That was great defense at the other end of the floor by Jenny Whittle. She just had great body position. Played it smart and made Grimer try and come over the top of her. They're both big girls, but coming down the other end of the floor, straight into Jackson, just back to the basket, move, draw the foul, hopefully knock down the foul shot.
Yeah, and extend the lead. In fact, this is the first lead the Caps have ever had in the game.
Yes, that's right.
Boleyn scored the first points and never trailed.
Exactly.
Jackson, though, misses the first, makes the second. Jackson, 16 points for the game. Will sit down. Beatty comes in. Hibbert sits down, and Glorbitz comes back in for Bulleen. And Milner will bring it across centre court for the Boomers. Gives it to Grimer. Glorbitz on the left wing. Davis trying to cut into the paint. Glorbitz has to go to Milner on the left wing. Goes baseline, can't get the ball to him. Milner put it on the floor, drive inside and lays it in over Whittle.
That's a tough finish for Milner. She's not big as she went up against Whittle then.
Sharp in the front court, off to Bevilacqua on the left wing. She'll drive into the basket, gets trapped and down underneath. Does great work to keep it alive and get it back out to Abrams. 11 seconds on the shot clock. Abrams dribbles left side around a screen, gives it to Bevilacqua on the left wing. Goes to go inside, and Kavanagh was too tall and too big inside, and drags a foul out of Beattie.
Probably a little bit unselfish by Tully Bevilacqua. She beat her own player instead of going for her own short-range jump shot. Tried to find Beattie on the pass. You know, sometimes you gotta take the shot that might be 2 foot further away from the basket and eliminate the risk of a turnover.
To Glorbitz on the right wing, back of Grimer at the top. Kavanagh cut across the baseline. They go to Davis on the left wing. She'll go back to the baseline. Back out for Kavanagh. Three from the left. It's all net from Kavanagh, and they're back in front. Kavanagh, 7 points, and it's a two-point lead for Bulleen again, 42-40 with 6 minutes and 15 to go. Beattie low post, the pass to Abrams, reverse layup's good. Ties it up again. Abrams with 10 for the game.
Abrams is really starting to find the basket consistently. We need her to maintain that for the rest of the half.
Milner into Grimer for an easy layup.
Easy layup from Grimer, just a defensive breakdown. Poor communication defensively from the Capitals there.
Bevilacqua down the right wing. Abrams back to Bevilacqua, the sharp left wing. Comes back to Abrams on the right. Beattie sets the screen for her. Gives it to her sharp, straight away to Beattie for the easy layup. Nicely executed play. Ties it up again at 44.
Capitals are looking much better offensively.
Glorbitz driving along across the baseline. Finds Grimer on the left side. Knocked away to Davis. Back into Grimer. Low post. Finds Kavanagh into Grimer. Hook shot from her. Won't go. Beattie defensive rebound. Good defense from the Capitals again. Chance to take the lead again. As Abrams slowly brings it across centre court. Finds Whittle, high post. Hands off to Abrams, driving down the centre of the lane. We'll have a foul court on Bulleen. Jackson and Marino coming back in. Hibbert coming back in for Bulleen. Which WNBA team is represented by three players out here tonight?
Yes.
Hibbert, of course, the one forgotten one who actually played with Seattle as well in the past.
That's right.
As Abrams goes to the line, misses the first free throw. Almost looked like she rushed it a little bit.
It did.
Misses the second one, and the Grimer gets the defensive rebound. Off to Milner, down the left side, finds Glorbitz. Glorbitz on the left wing. Into the corner, she goes for Hibbert, back out to Milner. Milner dribbles to centre court, now looks to go left. Gives it to Grimer, put on the floor, travel. Turnover against Bulleen, it's still tied at 44 with 4:41 to go till three-quarter time. Bevilacqua gets it off the inbound pass. Down the left she finds Marino. Finds Jackson at the top. Passes on the three, gives it to Marino. Jackson low post, ball on the floor, knocked out of bounds off Bulleen. So Jackson got double teamed. They sandwiched her in there and got the ball loose, but Capitals still have it. Bevilacqua gets it off the inbound to Abrams. Down for Jackson, low post on the right. Back out to Bevilacqua, to Abrams. Back for Jackson, turnaround jumper. Ball away jumper, won't go. Jackson keeps it alive. And Sharon Arnold says she pushed. Lauren doesn't believe it.
No,
the crowd doesn't believe it either. I don't believe it myself.
I don't believe it either. Yes, that was a bit of an interesting call.
She just went in and won the rebound.
That's right.
So Milner will bring it across centre court. Down the left wing. Grimer trying to set a high pick for her. She goes around it. Finds Kavanagh for three from the right. It won't go. Ball knocked loose. And a foul against Bulleen. And it's 4-0. Number three foul on Hibbert.
On Hibbert.
With 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Her third foul. She's, well, the second one. Globus has got three as well.
That's not something that Coach Chambers would be happy with. She wouldn't want either of those players to be in the foul situation like they are.
Just third team foul as Abrams gets the ball on the left wing. Shot won't go. Keeps it alive, but Pony finds Milner in the end. And Milner puts it on the floor, driving to the other end. Out the pass with Glorbitz for the open jumper. And Glorbitz puts Bulleen back in front by two.
Quick transition by the Boomers then. Chambers needs to come back with a score this time down the floor.
Abrams into Jackson, back for Abrams. Bevilacqua to Marino on the left. Driving in the paint, gives it to Jackson. Three from the top. In and out, Beatty. Whoa, it won't go. But she'll go to the line for free throws, and that's four on Glorbitz. It is Tranquilly will be coming in for Glorbitz for sure. And Jackson's back out, and Whittle is back in for the Capitals. As Beatty will go to the line for a couple of free throws. That's the 14th foul on Bulleen as well for the quarter, so penalty from hit now on, 3:20 to go still till three-quarter time.
Capitals need to make sure that they offensively continue to feed the ball inside to their bigs and be active on the perimeter. That way they will draw the defense, get them caught out of position, and will make them foul them basically and go to the line in dead time.
Tracy missed the first and made the second free throw. And it's a one-point game. Bulleen still in front, 46-45. Milner for Hibbert on the left wing. Back to Milner. The Grimer in front of it, goes around her. Now drives at the basket underneath. Throws it over the head to Grimer. And Grimer comes up with the basket and is fouled.
Milner did a great job of keeping the ball alive in there. She just kept the ball alive until she drew enough defense and found Grimer open under the bucket.
So Grimer will go to the line. This chance to extend the lead back out to four. 48-45, still 3 minutes to go till three-quarter time. Misses the free throw, so it stays at a three-point game. And Bevilacqua will bring it down. Finds Beatty at the top. Finds Bevilacqua on the left. Bevilacqua shoots this time and hits it. Tully's first basket of the night, 4 points for the game.
Wow.
Makes it back to a one-point game. Milner to Kavanagh on the left wing. Driving baseline, reverse layup is
nice
good.
Reverse layup. Smart layup by Kavanagh then.
2.5 minutes to go. The replacements are coming for the Caps. Beatty has it knocked away by Kavanagh from behind. That's the second on Kavanagh. Zoe Carr will come in for Kavanagh. Sharpie and Jackson. Well, Jackson's still staying there because Beatty's going to the line for more free throws.
Now, Zoe Carr's done a good job for the Bulleen Boomers so far, so it'll be interesting if she really gave him a bit of a spark on the board, so I'm wondering if she can do that again.
Tracy Beatty makes the first. And it's a two-point game. It's a slightly unusual style, but it's obviously one she's practiced. She makes the most.
Whatever works, Mark.
And she's got 9 points.
Right. Doing a good job.
Jackson's back in now. 50-49 Bulleen lead as Kavanagh and Hibbert gets it on the left wing. Looks to drive to the baseline. Inside to Grimer and Jackson says get that weak stuff out of here.
Not in my house.
Bulleen with the ball to inbound. Tranquilly standing there being surrounded. Ball inbound to Tranquilly on the left wing. Looks to take it inside. Lost the handle on it. Picked it up again. Dribbles outside. 6-7 seconds on the shot clock. So you cross the baseline. Off to Hibbert. Hibbert shot won't go. Jackson says, give me that one. Grabs it. Hits the rebound. Off to Bevilacqua. And Abrams on the right wing. It's down for Bevilacqua left side. Abrams on the right wing. Down to Jackson for an easy layup.
Kelly Abrams doing a great job of finding Lauren Jackson down in the post. They've got an excellent two-man game going. Interestingly, Katrina Hibbert hasn't scored this quarter.
No, and she had those 10 points real early in the game
too.
They have kept it very quiet, but that's a third foul on Abrams. As Tibbet was going around the screen, Abrams has been called. That's her third personal.
That's right. And
the Caps are in front again, though, 51-50.
That's right. And the problem with that foul on Hibbert, when you think earlier in the game, when Hibbert was scoring all her points, was when they had to rest Abrams early because she got the two fouls early.
She misses the first of the free throws, both teams in the penalty. Hibbert makes the second. 11 for the game. And Bevilacqua brings it back into the front court. Sharp on the left wing back to Whittle, right side to Bevilacqua. Lost the handle on it. Bevilacqua dives on it. Gets it around the corner to Jackson. Off to Abrams for the layup.
Oh. I mean, Bevilacqua, isn't she? She wasn't giving that ball up for anything. Great hustle.
Bevilacqua had no right to even win that back, and then that pass to Jackson. That's unbelievable.
It is, isn't
it? They chuck it inside. Turnover. Out the pass, and Bevilacqua's down, actually injured. Abrams into Whittle, low post. Back out to Abrams. Bevilacqua's up and going to join slowly. Jackson, low post, looking to take it inside. Tranquilly reached in and forces the jump ball. The possession arrow is in the way of Boleyn, though. Bevilacqua's got blood on her elbow, so this is going to, they're going to need to clean the floor up.
That's right.
As well as clean Tully's elbow.
That's the rest running time. They're allowed, she can stay on the floor and get a minute to clean her up.
It's a health, it's a health issue, so...
exactly right.
Yep. They've got to come out here and clean this up. So, Capitals are in front, 53-51 with 47 seconds to go till three-quarter time. Looking here at the Palace, the AIS Arena, 58-45 left here in regulation. The Caps have it in the backcourt. Jackson's back in, and the Capitals have it in the backcourt as Marino brings it across centre court. Down the left she goes, back for Bevilacqua at the top. Abrams steps out and gets it. Driving inside, tips to Jackson to go outside with it. Gives it back off to Bevilacqua. Jackson in front of her, lets us up screen. Bevilacqua drives inside, and a good defensive block from Grimer, but it's out of bounds. Captain. 4 seconds on the shot clock as Sharpie comes in for Marino.
Capitals will need to execute a really good, quick-hitting play off of this inbound. It's only 4 seconds on the shot clock. You'd be thinking they'd go to Jackson under the basket.
And she puts it straight up, didn't go, and Tranquilly ends up with a rebound. So, Caps lead by three. Down about 3 minutes left. Hibbert gets it on the left wing, dribbles into the paint from the free throw line. Shot won't go. Missed the ring altogether.
Capitals really want to score this possession. They need to come up with the score. They've had a three-point lead for the last bit, and it's really going to break the camel's back, so to speak, if they come up with the score now.
Into Jackson. Layup won't go. Whittle fights for it, gets it, jumps forward. Capitals ball. And Peter called another timeout. Used up the timeout.
That's interesting. If they go overtime, I think that means that Cheryl Chambers won't have a timeout left. Make the decision of now or never.
The Capitals, when we come back from the timeout, up by three. And it's still plenty of time. It's only a three-point game, but this has been an exciting last few minutes. The Capitals have just they've got it, but they just haven't got it.
That's right. They're there. They're on the edge. They just can't quite break free. So Capitals, you know, I think one score could actually open this game up completely. It's almost like Boleyn have been hanging on for dear life for the last couple of minutes.
And it's all the stakes, another score, and the momentum is just
completely, you know, goes
a couple of ways in theory. 2 minutes and 46 seconds left in this game. Reimer, Kavanagh, Milner, Tranquilly, and Hibbert are out there for Boleyn. They'll be in defense. Sharpie looks like she'll inbound the ball. Bevilacqua, Abrams, Jackson, and Whittle. And it's Sharpie looking for the inbound pass. Gets it to Whittle. Whittle across the paint, goes out to Abrams, off to Bevilacqua, they'll set up the play from the top.
They'll be looking right for Jackson.
Right side to Sharp, looking for Jackson, low post, triple teamed in there, and fouled, and who is it on? Is that 15 or?
I think they've called it on Holly Grimer, yes they have, that's her first.
I didn't think, yeah. Well, she's certainly one of the three in there defending. And Jackson will go to the line for a couple of free throws. The crowd goes quiet. Oh!
That might have jinxed her, but it's not often that Lauren Jackson will miss foul shots coming down the stretch in a game like this.
She makes the first, as you can tell by the crowd reaction. And the second! The lead is now five. That's the biggest lead for the Capitals in this game.
That's absolutely right.
How will Boleyn react? Milner, using a screen, gets around it. Has it knocked away by Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua gets called for the reach-in foul.
First team foul for the Capitals for the quarter, so they're
Boleyn
not
in the penalty.
That's right. Not a concern for the Capitals.
Third on Bevilacqua for the game. Boleyn will have it under their offensive basket. 2:23 to go. Milner will inbound the pass. Hibbert, no. Grimer gets it on the right wing. Goes out to Hibbert. Around the screen. At the free throw line, she passes to Kavanaugh. Go to the baseline. Try to lay it up. Jackson says no. Pips Grimer picks it up and lays it in, though.
That's unfortunate that, you know, Jackson did a good job, got the block, had fingertips all over it, and just couldn't bring it in.
Jackson's got 25 points as they're going to wipe the floor. And the Capitals will have it in the backcourt. We're down to 2 minutes and 9 seconds. It's still a three-point game. Capitals up by three, 63-60. Bevilacqua across center court. We find Sharp in the corner. Gets it around the corner to Jackson. Goes inside. Kavanaugh came across from behind. They knock it out of bounds. No foul called. Caps have it, though, under the offensive basket. Whittle gets it off the inbound pass. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Sharpie on the right wing. Gets away from Hibbert. Pull-up jumper. Won't go. Tipped into
nice
Jackson
pass.
Underneath. Jackson four-way jumper. Won't go. And it's Tranquilli. Gets it to Hibbert. Gets it across center court. Back to Milner. Three-point game. Minute 37 to go. The ball's just not dropping for the Capitals right now. Or this one could have been put away. Grimer to Milner. Cut inside, Abrams, fighting, couldn't get a handle on it. Knocked it twice, three times out of bounds.
They just need a little bit of luck to go their way, don't they? They're getting hands on it, snapping stuff loose, and they just can't quite get a break.
Boleyn to inbound, Tranquilli. Looking for Grimer, Whittle will be called for the holding foul. It's only second foul for the team. Second on Whittle as well. So Boleyn will inbound from the same position. Under their offensive basket.
Canberra really want to get a stop this possession.
Hibbert, long pass out to Milner to set it up. Milner dribbles away to the right, back for Kavanaugh. Setting up some screens to try and get people loose. Kavanaugh finds Tranquilli. Goes at the basket. It counts, and she'll go to line.
That's classic Tranquilli. That was a beautiful move by Alison there. She really just used her body well, felt the defense, and a nice soft finish.
And timeout called by the Capitals. They're up by one, but Cookie, Alison Tranquilli, we're going to the line after the timeout to try and tie it up. Oh!
God, no overtime.
My throat's...
I can hear it. Minute 12.
Well, there's a minute 12 seconds left here in the final quarter. The teams are coming back from the timeout. It'll be Alison Tranquilli at the line with a free throw to tie it up at 63. The Capitals will then have possession. We've still got a couple of possessions for each side here in this game.
No,
certainly not over. And Tranquilli at the line as the crowd tries to put her off. And she misses. But the ball comes off Jackson's leg out of bounds. So Boleyn will have the possession and a chance to take a lead now. which almost turns out better for them in a way.
That's exactly right.
Tranquilli gets it off the inbound pass, dribbles away to the left, pivots, looking for Grimer underneath. Jackson comes in and steals it and kept it alive and well. Somehow she was going out of bounds, she kept it alive.
Keep it alive.
Oh.
She's, I mean, you know, what an incredible athlete, what a great play. Is that the game breaker?
Whittle with the ball at the top for Beverly Aqua. 47 seconds left in the game. Jackson puts it up in the front. 27 seconds to go. 44 seconds to go. Capitals in front by three. Timeout. Well, we thought Pauline had used up their timeout, but apparently they hadn't. Pauline have called another timeout and they slipped ahead in it.
I thought they'd use them all, obviously not. How about that? I mean, that's inspirational. That's what you get out of a superstar like Lauren Jackson. One end of the floor, he comes up with an incredible steal, manages to stay in bounds and find a teammate, give her the ball, down the other end of the floor, straight into the low post, feed her the ball, and she just goes to work. Triple team, and she still manages to make the basket. That's the caliber of Lauren Jackson.
Yep, she is an absolutely superb basketball. We've seen a couple of great plays. That was another great one. We saw one from Tully Neverlachwa earlier as well. And that's why they've been playing in the WNBA. They are superstars.
They certainly are.
It's a three-point game. Capitals in front by three. Pauline still got 40 seconds to go, so plenty of time. Do they go for the three straight up?
No, I don't think so. 40 seconds to go. It's still a couple sessions in this. You know, they just need to come down and get a score. You know, it's funny. If they get the open three, which is a decent look, yeah, sure, you're going to take it. But, you know, you just need to get a score on the board, have it at a one-point game, rely on your defensive capabilities. I mean, Boulain throughout the game has been able to disrupt the camera offensively. So, you know, they've got to rely on it.
Well, here we go. Bullying habit at half court. Tranquilli will inbound to Milner. 44.1 seconds was on the clock as we started this little period of play. Milner comes away to the left. Back for Hibbert. Hibbert being watched by Jackson. Back for Milner. Milner at the top. Finds Kavanagh. Kavanagh putting it back in. Caught on Kavanagh.
He's a great defensive player, and if you need someone to make that sort of defensive play at the end of the game, you know it's going to be Kelly Abrams.
Full court pressure coming from Bullying. They need to steal it back.
No choice, really. They're
29 seconds to go. They're down by three, but still plenty of time. Whittle will inbound it. Gets it to Beverly Aqua, who's immediately knocked out of bounds. The foul will be on... There's two there.
Take your pick.
Eight. Tranquilli gets called. That's her fourth. But Beverly Aqua will walk to the other end of the court because they're in the penalty.
That's right.
And Beverly Aqua, if she can make these two, will extend that lead beyond a three-point margin. And then, well, we could have a procession from now on.
You have to think, if you knock one of these down, really that makes it almost out of reach for Pauline.
Well, misses the first. Hit the rim and bounced off to the right.
Capitals have got to slow the ball out of the backcourt.
Misses the second. Well, missed them both. It's still a three-point game. 24, 23 seconds left in the game. Thumbs up at the play as Milner dribbles to the left wing. It's got to be a three-point shot.
Has to be now.
Milner dribbles away to the right side. Being chased by Beverly Aqua. Comes back to the left. Hand off to Hibbert. Hibbert hoists the three off balance. Won't go. Jackson for the defensive rebound. Jackson is fouled, which will be number five, I think, on Kavanagh. So Kavanagh fouls out. 4.6 seconds. The game ain't really over yet.
Technically no.
Technically not, but if Jackson makes one now, it is.
Absolutely. No, 4.6 seconds. If Jackson doesn't make these, yes, Pauline still have the opportunity for a very quick three-point shot, which could tie the game up and go overtime. But
yep.
And they've got the players that can do it. I mean, Davis can knock the three, Tranquilli, Milner, Grimer, they're big, can knock it down, and then you've got Hibbert, who'll just score whenever you need it to.
Jack, that's it, it's over.
It's over.
Jackson with the free throw. The crowd know it. It is now over. No fouling on three-point shots, though. Jackson makes a throw. That really finishes it. Milner dribbles to Hibbert. She hoists one from half court. It won't go. And the crack balls are in the race. This is the next round. Pulling season is over. What a game of basketball.
Well,
Sharpie's last game here. She got the win.
What's the win? That's what she wanted. Just only partly done though, Mark.
It is.
But next week, come up tomorrow night, Adelaide next up. I'll play a loser out of that, away from Canberra. Adelaide have got fantastic form coming down the stretch of the finals, and Dandenong, as you know, are a force to be reckoned with. So, still a bit of a way to go for the Capitals.
It is, but tonight it's the Capitals' night. 67-62, the final score. Lauren Jackson with those last two free throws, 29 points for the game, and now the crowd will swamp centre court, I think, and congratulate the Capitals while they're trying to warm down. But
those last couple of minutes, you know, Jackson really did some inspirational stuff, which just lifts the whole team and then made it turn the game around, and that's what she brings to women's basketball in Australia.
Well, I think she's pretty worn out too. They're having jog downs and there's not much jogging going on right now from Lauren Jackson.
No, she's barely walking.
Yeah. But, yeah, and then goes over to console, I guess a good mate of hers who played with her in Seattle, Katrina Hibbert. Boy, you've got to hand it to Boleyn. They took it to the Capitals, they had the chance, and
absolutely.
They, for a long parts of this match, were the better team.
Well, that's right, and as we know, the Capitals didn't hit the lead. The first time they hit the lead was when there was, you know, 4 minutes into the third quarter, and from there on, it sort of became anyone's ball game, I guess. But, you know, Boleyn, full credit to them, they really took it at Canberra.
Indeed, they did. They did for a long, long period, but in the end, the Capitals were just a little bit too strong, but that was an exciting final quarter, and what a great game of basketball. I guess we can really look forward next week to more great semi-final. Well, tomorrow night, Dandenong and Adelaide, and at Dandenong, should be another great game, and it's just going to be a great final series right through. But
yeah.
For the Capitals, they have now got to do it on the road.
That's right, and that makes the stuff doubly as hard. And I think any of the teams now that are left in this competition are capable of beating the other team. And sometimes all it takes is slightest little bit of damage between the teams at the high score, and that can then what gets the team across the line.
Well, Peter Buckle, the team is still alive.
Yeah, look, it is. It is. And it's, you know, like, that was a hell of a battle, but that's what finals are about. I think we came out a bit sluggish to start with, but you can't take anything away from Boleyn. They battled and battled. So did we. That second half was as tight. That was a great final.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone goes away disappointed being the local crowd, but yeah, there was some great plays and just a wonderful game.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was tough to score. Like, both teams were working their butt off to try and get the ball to their main guns. We're trying to get it to Loz or Harley. You know, Harley's working hard, but at this end, Katrina Hibbert, Grimer, these guys are working so hard. Kavanagh was working so hard. It's a big game.
Yeah, big game for Sharpie as well going out.
Oh yeah, she had a great game. And good on her. You know, her last home game, she's retiring. She's now got next week, and then make sure we get that one so we can play the grand final. So hopefully she's got two more wins in her.
Any preference where you're going next week?
Look, both games are going to be super tough. Both games will be very different games too. Adelaide are a smaller, quicker running team, very good shooting team. Dandenong could probably match up a little bit more, a little bit easier with. But they're experienced and they're solid and they're deep. So it's going to be a battle. All games are going to be a battle.
Indeed it is, but we saw some great plays from Bevilacqua and Jackson. Just shows why they're in the WNBA out there.
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, their leadership, their experience, you know, and Loz is still, you know, getting the fitness back and all that stuff, and their touch, shooting touch. So yeah, but you can see. you can see down the stretch, Loz is making big plays, making a huge possession. You know, Jenny Will gets caught out of play. Lauren Jackson comes from three or four metres away to get a tip on the ball as she dives out of bounds. That's a huge play.
29 points and 13 for Loz. That's all right.
Yeah, look, that's not too bad either. In about 29, 30 minutes, so that's not too bad either.
Yeah, well, Kelly Abrams, a couple of her fouls early, and then he had to take her out, but she came back, did a great job.
Yeah, she settled right down, and she did a superb job. You know, Katrina Hibbert ended out with, ended on four fouls, and that really took her offensive game away and her defensive game, so she couldn't shoot as much. And Ab did a superb job. She handled the fouls. She had two fouls early, but then played out with, the three fouls, and that's a fantastic job.
Well, thanks. The last game in Canberra.
Yeah, it's,
you can say it. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a bit sad, but, you know, I'm just so happy that we got the win. And, you know, it's, I want the Fairy Tale. I want to go out with a grand final win, and to do it with this group of girls would be just something special, because, you know, we've had, I think over years, I can remember seasons where we've had ups and downs, but, you know, this one has been one of those where, yeah, we've had to weather the storm, we've had injuries that flown in and out, and, you know, I think that goes unrecognised, you know, that's one of the aspects of our program that, you know, we are flexible and we support together, and I think sometimes we forget that with all the work that we've put in and the results that we get, that we've done it under quite a bit of adversity. So I think, to go out with a win, knowing, you know, we've pulled through, would be just something special.
And that was a tough game tonight.
Certainly was. You know, it was what I expected, quite frankly, of a finals game. You know, Fulham came out firing, and, you know, we weren't surprised, I think, at the intensity they came out at. We were just a bit on the back foot to start with, and, you know, it took us that first quarter to really get going. And but, you know, that's what finals basketball is about. You know, you've got two teams who, you know, I think we're a little bit better matched than them, but, you know, it's about who wants it more on the night. And, you know, we got over the line at the end because we had we dug deep and had some pretty awesome plays from Lauren Jackson. You know, we can see why she's the world's best player. She comes up with those big baskets and big steals and possessions at the end of the game. And, you know, I'm just so proud of the girls at the moment.
Yeah, well, it was a huge performance because you were down by 13, 14 points at one stage.
Yeah, that's right, and I think we were down by about the same margin last week against Dandenong, and, you know, it's not something that we intentionally try and put ourselves in that position, but, you know, it is good to know that we can turn that around. You know, we've been in this sport during the season, and it's sort of got, you know, sunk deeper and deeper, so, you know, we sort of dug ourselves out of it. But hopefully next week we... you know, we don't know who we're going to play yet, but hopefully we won't sort of do that. You know, we'll get some good starts at each quarter and build leads.
Still, it's two games on the road, though, to win it.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it looks like a tough ask, but I actually, I don't mind going on the road. In fact, sometimes I think it can be a good thing because, sometimes I think going on the road is a good thing because, you know, the team's all together and you spend the whole day together and you're absolutely focused on the task and you can have meetings and, you know, hang out and watch a lot of tape and, you know, so, and we won championships, well, eight championships on the road before against Adelaide. That was our first one. So, you know, I think that there's certainly playing at home is an advantage for the home court team, but, you know, I'm pretty confident that quite a few of our Canberra fans will be going into state wherever it is that we're going to play.
That'd be a nice way, first championship in Adelaide, to finish it up here in Adelaide, winning another one.
Yeah, that'd be an interesting end to the fairy tale, wouldn't it? Yeah, you know, that was a long time ago, that championship, but, you know what, you certainly never forget your first championship, and, you know, and that's what has helped build the diversity we've got here, we're creating here at the Caps, and, you know, I've been fortunate to be a part of that program and the success, and my gosh, I think, you know, I've been, you know,
lucky to play with Lauren Jackson and Attila Jenny and Lyssa Bailey and Jenny Whittle. You know, all these players who have enhanced my career, and it's just been a joyride. It's just been a really great time.
It has, and you'll certainly won't forget your last game here.
No, I won't. I think this is the loudest that we've ever had, you know, the AIS, you know, rocking, and I'm not sure how many people were here tonight, 2,500, but, you know, they certainly made a lot of noise, and, you know, it's just, you know, testament to the awesome support that we've received here. It was a bit of a risk, I suppose, moving over to the AIS for the majority of our games this season, but, you know, I think it's paid off, and, you know, I think it's certainly the way that I would like to see the CAP program develop, and, you know, just because I'm leaving the program doesn't mean I'm not interested. I'm, you know, passionate about this club and this game, and seeing it progress and seeing the youngsters come through. You probably know some of these young girls on our bench, and, you know, in a few years' time I'd like to see them suited up for the Caps, and, you know, I think there's some really good potential there for the future, and obviously retaining people like Lauren, although, you know, offshore opportunities might lure her away, but, you know, Jenny Whittle and Tully and Kel Abrams, you know, there's just some quality players who, you know, mixed with the youth will, you know, set up the future.
Well, if Lauren goes, you might get Alana Baird back.
Oh, wow, that would be just, you know. AB is just, if you wish for an important, you know, wish very came away, they'd bring you Alana Baird, because we could not, I think in our wildest dreams, have asked for a better all-round person, player, promoter of the Caps. She was just, you know, and I'm not, I'm really not exaggerating there, she was just such an asset to our program, and we were fortunate again to have her, and she brought out the best in everybody. So hopefully, you know, I'd love to see her suiting up for the Caps. I'd be here watching most of those games for sure. I'll be here anyway.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, and congratulations on your last game.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yep. The Sharpies' final game here, probably Lauren Jackson's last game here for a number of years. If Lauren does come back to this league, though, I'm pretty sure that Lauren will come back and play with the Capitals.
Absolutely. I think she's made a decision that if she's playing in this league, she's going to be a one-club person. Oh, sorry, play for the AIS, as we know. But once she's come out of that program, she's going to play for the one-club. So if she does come back to Australia and play, she'll be coming back to play for the Capitals.
Yep. Cara Graff paying tribute to Eleanor Sharp out on court at the end of the game. And she certainly deserves it. But what a great season it has been. For the final score then, the Capitals 67 have beaten Bulleen 62. You never know.
Thank you.